You're rocking with DJ Ja Prince. DJ Ja Prince. DJ Ja Prince.
He's a friend.
You're listening to Ja Prince on Love Ultra.
Let's go.
25 years in the making, before conversations with Elohim is saying. Nature the threat, still more relevant than ever. Hate crimes multiply, Christians and red hats. Zero tolerance, Jesus never said that. Jesus got deported though, another orphan in the body, yo. Time to strap up like I said cardio. I was hypnotized by the audio. 25 years in the making, before conversations with Elohim is saying. Nature the threat, still more relevant than ever. Hate crimes multiply, Christians in red hats. Zero tolerance, Jesus never said that. Jesus got deported though, another orphan in the body, yo. Time to strap up like I said cardio. I was hypnotized by the audio.
Dropping the hits.
Dropping the hits 24-7.
Yes, sir.
FlavorRadio.com.
25 years in the making, before conversations with Elohim is saying. Nature the threat, still more relevant than ever. Hate crimes multiply, Christians in red hats. Zero tolerance, Jesus never said that. Jesus got deported though, another orphan in the body, yo. Time to strap up like I said cardio. I was hypnotized by the audio. Now the boys dance like strippers, wear stretchy jeans, fake pockets and mad zippers. Trust fund babies, dress poor and clean hipster. Gentrified the hood, but we'll still call you a nigga.
Love Ultra, Love Ultra.
But the police will still kill these bitches, ass fake, but the pussy still real.
Whoa, Love Ultra, Love Ultra, Love Ultra.
Nelly, Philly, free me, Nelly, the trippy kill, Philly. Cosby, I'll probably be underrated for life. Fake my own death, go triple platinum overnight. Then re-emerge in Costa Rica with Tupac.
Gotta say good evening, good evening. Good afternoon, good morning.
25 years in the making, before conversations with Elohim is saying.
We gotta keep starting from the beginning, silver anniversary. New music, new to you.
25 years in the making, before conversations.
Ross Koss.
Nature the threat, still more relevant than ever.
Man, that Rassy still Cassie.
25 years in the making, before conversations with Elohim is saying. Nature the threat, still more relevant than ever. Crimes multiply, Christians in red hats. Zero tolerance, Jesus never said that. Jesus got deported though, another orphan in the body, yo. Time to strap up like I said cardio. I was hypnotized by the audio. Now the boys dance like strippers, wear stretchy jeans, fake pockets and mad zippers.
Nah, that's what we gotta go right there. We gotta go make sure I got him on the phone line, cause you know a lot of things is going on. Gotta make sure I got him. Make sure he's there on the phone line. Rascass, are you there with us, brother?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I got you, man. We had to make sure we got that. Listen, I told you we got. Come on, man. It's Love Ultra. I told you we got him. We got him, man. He's right there chilling. He is on the phone lines with us right now. Welcome back to Love Ultra Radio.
Happy to be here.
I appreciate it, brother. You are on a promo tour. I don't know if they still say that. If you're an independent artist, are you on your own promotional tour for the album? Or it's like, nah, man.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, yeah. I mean, I guess what back in the day, what did the blues people, I guess, the chilling circuit? I don't know what you would call it, you know? I call it shaking baby, kissing hands and shaking baby. I reversed it, obviously.
But it sounds
better. You don't want to shake the babies in real life. But, going out, you know, trying to get the awareness up about the project. You know, so some things are, you know, that we're doing, especially, you know, I'm going to be out there for A3C. So,
oh, wow.
Going to Atlanta to make sure, you know, I touch my people. And, you know, we got a couple of things going with Patchworks and
nice.
Things with, you know,
nice.
You know, Rasta Roots or whatever. So, yeah, it's some things are promotional, some things, you know, we're just driving the awareness. That's what we can call it that.
That's what it is. He's on the phone line right now. We're checking in. We stopped having conversations. We're now having truversations. So it's a truversation with my brother, the MC, Mr. Lyrical. And, yeah, it's about a project. And sometimes projects like the beginning of the first question here, it's a job, it's work. All right, you know, I don't officially had a big boss, you know, waking me up telling me, yo, get up, we gotta promote. This is what you do now. This is your profession. You are a rapper in hip hop culture. So yeah, every day I gotta come tell you, yo, my thing is out. It's out right now.
Yeah. I mean, whether you're independent or signed to a label, somebody's got to do it. And nobody cares about you more than you do. Mm-hmm. Period.
Nice. Like you said, 832.
Except your mama. Maybe your mom.
Mama, or even if she don't say it, she literally is praying for you. She's really trying to get you to succeed. And and 83C Weekend, like you said, very good opportunity to do some networking. Let's talk about your networking over the years. You got more than a Rolodex. You the BlackBerry, the iPhone, the Android, been full of numbers. Did you need someone to kind of teach you and train you to be open and be like, hey, let me get your number. Like, oh, yeah, when I come to your city, you know, let's link up.
You know, the people that know me know I'm pretty introverted. You know, honestly, this business, just doing this as, you know, as a kid, you know, 16, 17, I came off as a...
Yes, you could say.
I thought it was conceited, okay. But it wasn't. It was just, I was just very quiet, and I didn't, you know, it's probably an L.A. thing. We don't talk if we don't know people. You know, you don't want to look like the loudmouth idiot or too goofy. So I was very quiet, and I had to learn to actually reach out and, you know, and say, hey, man, you know, and reciprocate warmth, you know.
Yes.
And even still in this business, a lot of people are being warm or trying to be social for the wrong reasons. But it's part of the dynamic is, you know, trying to be, you know, I just had to learn my balance of how to show people genuine, you know, appreciation without the corniness and the fakeness. So I found my balance, but, you know, everybody's going to be different.
Exactly. And again, sometimes because we just use the label, well, you know, I'm independent signing my mama label, like you said, you know what I'm saying, my brother doing the beats. So they've never really had to, you know, actually shake hands or, you know, eye contact or, hey, let's have a meeting. Or those, again, those are things that did someone, you know, the A&R from all through the 80s to the 90s, 90s to the early 2000s, there was someone to teach you how to speak.
That's what it was called. A&R is artists and repertoire. So, you know, they were grooming you. And, you know, some people didn't know how to talk. Some, you know, no disrespect. Some athletes, they have to go back and then it's media training. I never got literal. But like, there are classes for that. But, you know, you know, just through trial and error, just, you know, learn how to, you know, how to reciprocate, how to be, you know, at least a nice, decent exchange with a person. I was a little more in my, you know, I was quiet. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny because I never realized it. I thought he was cool, you know, cool as all outdoors, but Snoop was super shy. That's why he wore the lopes, the glasses, and he's looking down in those first videos. And then he later explained that, like, you know, and he's an older, you know, he's like a, you know, big brother to me, and looking at that, like, oh, he was intimidated too. Was, you know, a lot happens, especially when you, you know, you sign to this major label and you're meeting all these people and everybody tells you all this stuff. And sometimes you don't know how to really deal with that. I think, you know, the worst thing is to let all that go to your head. So at least I didn't do that. You know, I didn't let it all go to my head and get wrapped up in the hype. I, you know, I was always kind of, you know, not trusting the system. But there's nothing wrong with when people give you, especially sincere support, you know, reciprocating that. So that's what it's about.
That's what it's about right there. And especially the music business. Lovely that we're talking about a little bit of business. Let's talk about the rhymes, because there are several levels that, yes, with technology on my iPad, I just be going and Googling, and I got thesaurus.com and synonym.org. So there's a lot of people that are trying to find and fine-tune the way that rhymes and lyrics come together. Do you even remember, like, your first rhyme or...
I vaguely remember my first rhyme. I know what the rap was about.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the response, and it wasn't great. the homies was like, give that up. That ain't for
that,
you.
No, not that.
It was whack. It was whack. I mean, but, you know, I was just thinking about this earlier randomly, and I was thinking about, you know, some people have natural gifts, and there's other people that really, you know, they work. And even those people with natural gifts don't get great unless you keep working at it. You can't just have the gift and not, you know, that you're endowed with or created with and blessed with and just not utilize it or hone it. You know, so, you know, Serena Williams, and, you know, if she just ate hamburgers all day,
still
she wouldn't be Serena Williams.
That's
or
right.
Venus, you know, Venus wouldn't be Venus, or Phelps wouldn't be Phelps, or Ali wouldn't be Ali if he didn't go out there and train and work hard. So you got to have both. You got to have that drive, even if you're blessed with a gift. And then some people will outwork, you know, Jordan, but, you know, got cut. So that's that thing, you know, he got cut and he's just like, I'm not giving up. He went and honed his skill set and then came back and as, you know, the rest is history, as they said.
We're ready for 2019. And in your opinion, humble opinion, is there a certain theme? Like, we've been talking about getting together, getting right, knowledge of self as individuals, as a community. But it's 2019. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain theme from, you know, we're moving into 2020 with the vision. So is there a certain theme, yourself, that, you know, what else should we be talking about? We got to move past certain topics.
Ah, man, that is, we ain't got enough time. I'll try to, for me to go into, you know, there's quite a few different things that I think we need to be dealing with. But just overall, besides the fact that there's, you know, gross income inequality,
yes,
period.
Yeah.
You know, like, that is, I mean, I just feel like everything else is not secondary, but for me, it's just looking at, you know, the middle class is shrinking. Getting destroyed, you know, even the tax cut that, you know, that you know, Trump and the Republicans passed at the end of the day. I'm just watching a lot of people work really hard to basically be broke, you know, period. You know, people in debt, you know, like debt is killing, you know, specifically, you know, black people, we inherit debt.
Yes.
You know, a lot, most other cultures inherit some degree of wealth. But, you know, even now it's affecting everybody where, you know, your 401k is gone. They fire you a day before you work 25 Ooh, years and then you don't got no retirement.
Yeah.
So now grandma's working at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there's a destruction of the middle class.
Correct.
And I just, you know, I see the poverty, the poverty level is like working poverty, you know. So it's not about we're bum people, but we don't have a society that even cares if you work hard. They'll just wipe, you know, pull the rug up under your feet at age 55, 60. So I'm that part really bothers me about the society we live in right now, because, you know, the people that are born wealthy and corporations and those things, like most societies, revolutions start, whether it's been capitalism, communism, fascism, whatever ism you want for governing. What happens is the erosion of a middle class. And once the middle class gets reduced and back into poverty, then everybody is enough people that really get mad because the soldiers are poor, the shop owner can't make any money, and then it's like five people at the top having a party, and people get upset.
Yeah.
And then they start chopping heads off. So I'm just kind of looking at that like, okay, the Marie Antoinette syndrome. Somebody let enough of these people get angry, and
you can't
start
stop
seeing
it.
Fools' heads getting chopped off.
There you go. And that has been literally the history of the world, the current planet that we're living on right here. And we do love the fact that, again, you use history through the lyrics, through your own understanding. You do your own research. You know, you were rhyming before there was the Google. You know, so. It has always been the books and obviously your relationships in the community and even schooling. So we're getting to a level now that when we said we, I don't know who we is. We, you know, in our communities or our society, we are still citizens. So do you think some of the issues that we, the community of hip hop, the hip hop community, the hip hop culture, or just we, the citizens of America, the inhabitants of
the collective we.
Right. The collective we still have a problem, like you said, with inequality, especially when it comes to economics.
Right.
And is it okay to say that the citizens are the ones that are supposed to make the change, not the politicians?
Right. Right. We're actually in that kind of situation now where, you know, 90% of the country says, hey, gun control, because little kids get shot at school, you know, like 90, you can't get 90% of anybody agree on anything. Chocolate, you know, on ice cream or cake. Everybody, you know what I mean? You can't, like, no, Americans don't agree on anything. And it's like the one thing that we can agree on is like, hey, some kind of deep something about these guns.
Right.
And then you really watch the disparity between the people and the politics. And so we're at that, in you know, at that collective we that you were talking about, we're literally in the middle of that. And I don't know, what do the people do? I find it amazing to watch a million women go march, you know, for the
for real,
you know, I like you know, it's something. I got out and walked a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, I was there emotionally, you know, but I totally support it, and you know, try to use my platform to agree with that. You know, they have the right for their bodies and all that.
Exactly.
Watching kids walk out of school, I respect it. Like you know, for about the planet, and you know. And I guess we do need that. And I guess maybe that, you know, that may be something I need to be more proactive about doing and being a part of the collective we to support that stuff, because it affects me too.
I like
you know, if one person is messed up, we all end up messed up because it affects everybody.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, to answer your question, we have relinquished too much control to politicians. And we have to figure out how we, the people, are become. We're not represented. They created so many loopholes so that we, you know, the gerrymandering, you know, everything. We're not even, you know, you can create a system, but it just takes somebody else to find a chink in it and exploit it and manipulate it and change the general dynamic. So we right now we got a gerry-rigged democracy, you know. It was jerry rigged from the beginning. Let's just be honest.
Right, you know? It was a system.
Every man, you know, every man is created equal, but not black man. You know, not Chinese man. And it was every man didn't have nothing to do with no lady.
Right,
whether she was white or you know whatever.
Correct.
Then it wasn't really every man because it was like man means you own property. So it's been jerry rigged, and no matter every time somebody joins the party. And wants their equality, they're going to jerry-rig it again. So right now we got, you know, corporations and they're multinational corporations. So then you get into, you know, other countries governing or creating you know,
the policies.
What our democracy works. And, you know, exactly, our policies. And so we're just in one of those systems where it's coming to a head and, you know, the people have to figure out, the collective we have to figure out, what do we want? Are we going to turn into everything that we said we were not? Do they get to start, you know, telling the black people where they, you know, you guys go in the house at 10 o'clock and you wear this kind of, you know, you wear this kind of badge, you wear this kind of badge. You know what I'm saying? Like, before we get to Nazi Germany, or, you know, do we make a decision that we all fight together? So. Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a very interesting time to be on the planet, especially like in America. It's very interesting.
That's what I'm saying. The history books literally have been written, and some of us are reading. And like you said, yourself as the lyricist and the MC, you created the platform by just going out, seeing the world, coming back and reporting. So how important is it to be the same way responsible and accountable for the lyrics? Like what you went out there and saw, you came back and put it in the lyrics. So how are you gauging that responsibility?
I just try to I call myself the elephant whisperer. So, you know, I see elephants, you know, like the kid, I see dead people. I see lots of elephants, and I'm always the one where I was like that as a kid. I just feel like, you guys see what I see. So come on, let's stop playing. And sometimes it makes me, you know, the bearer of bad news. You know, they want to kill the messenger, but everybody saw what's going on. So I'm the one, you know, I call the elephants out. I whisper like about the elephants, like, hey, bro. You know, there's like these 17 elephants in here. Let's call a spade, tell the truth, shame the devil.
Right.
So I do it. It's my core state. Me being true to myself, is that's who I am. And it doesn't matter, you know, what your stature is or who you are or what your control factor is or how gangster you are or whatever. I just, for me, I've always felt more comfortable going to sleep at night knowing, like, at least I tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, I've suffered some consequences for telling the truth, but at the end of the day, and for the most part, I can live with that.
Yeah.
So far, I've been all right with living with it. You know, especially if it's not coming out of a hateful place, and it's just keeping it 100. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, for want of helping everybody involved, then let's talk about the elephant.
And definitely becoming mature, like you're saying, and knowing what this social media monster, not just the industry and the loopholes and the hurdles that they put into music, but all right, social media, like you said, you get to see what's going on and certain things you ain't supposed to share on social media. And, you know, the boys in Watts and ladies in Watts ain't going to like that, Rob. Ain't going to like it. So how do you balance saying, like, yo, you know what? I'm still an artist. Like, we know you come to East Coast, you come to ATL, it's still a party.
I mean, the other part is, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, I don't knock people, but, you know, most people that put a whole bunch of money on you know, bands and act like it's a telephone. Like, come on, man. Like, how much, you know, and you, like, you're 19 years old and, you know, everybody is not, you're not selling that much.
Nah.
Heroin or coke. Like, you're fronting. So a lot of this is just, it's become almost a parody of itself. Like reality TV show we know is fake. And then what's crazy is real people trying to imitate reality TV. Mm. And that is what's freaked me out about social media is, like, you know, hashtag blessed. And you know, it's like everybody's trying to create this image of themselves that's super false. And they're so busy trying to, as my grandma would say, keep up with the Joneses, that they don't ever take care of home. So their real life is a mess because they're too busy trying to show this false image of themselves in 60 seconds, mm-hmm. you know, on Snapchat, yeah. you know, or whatever it is.
And it's struggling. Just like, and definitely struggling. Let's be clear.
Yeah, super struggling, trying to front. And that goes male, female, every race, culture, creed. Like, it's kind of pathetic. It's not kind of pathetic. It is pathetic.
It is.
You know, I mean, I understand having some fun, and I understand putting on and showing off. But if that's your entire life is doing that, like, you know, at 17, at 13, like, it's crazy. My homegirl was showing, like, her daughter, and it was just, how much time she took into doing these little
tutorials,
Instagram things, like the choreography. I mean, hopefully it'll go something. It'll help her later in life. But it just seemed like, I'm like, does she have any friends? Like, it just looks like this is all she does. She doesn't, you know, like, she don't even know anybody. But, she, you know, at 10 years old or whatever she is, she's spending her entire life trying to create this persona on social media, and you're like 10, you should, like, read a book, go to school,
right,
have fun, have some friends, and be 10 years old and, like, not think that you need to be Nicki Minaj, no disrespect to her, but you're 10. Mm-hmm. You just be a little kid.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's the thing that, you know, that troubles me a little bit, is that people have lost themselves. Like, when they say we're going to plug into the Matrix, I think we're already plugged into it. I don't necessarily think we all become robotic, and, you know what I mean?
Right.
We are plugged in. Like, let somebody, you know, I'll be honest with you, you know, most people wouldn't survive 3 hours without just their phone.
Right.
If they didn't have their phone and they could be at home where they got access to everything else.
Yeah.
No phone and, like, no computer, so you couldn't surf nothing.
Right.
They would not know what to do with themselves. They probably, yeah, you know, people are just overly dependent on, they don't know how to sit with themselves.
Right.
Maybe write, maybe read, maybe think, maybe have a conversation with somebody else. You know what I mean? That's right next to them. Yeah,
it's so hard.
It's just weird. Like, we're like in the Matrix.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Truvisation right here. We're gonna be talking about the music right now. Salute to everybody who is listening on iTunes. All they had to do was search for a Love Ultra Radio interview. They're gonna find two or three. Because we're going to have a part one and a part two.
The new home of Love Ultra Radio
and the Sunsplash Mix Show.
ILoveSunsplash.com.
www.ILoveSunsplash.com.